Welcome back to EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. I'm Abigail Galvan. While Planned Parenthood has reported that they are closing clinics across the U.S., that hasn't stopped the proliferation of abortion across our country. But as the fight for life continues, pro-life leaders are gathering to strategize and innovate. The oldest and largest national pro-life organization in the U.S. held its 54th annual conference last weekend in Kansas. As EWTN News' Alan Holdren reports, they are learning how the latest technology, artificial intelligence, can be harnessed to promote life.
In the Kansas City metro area, pro-life leaders from across the United States meet for the annual National Right to Life Conference. It's a once-yearly opportunity to compare notes, coordinate, regroup, and deploy.
Our people are excited. We have an opportunity to protect unborn babies. We know that in some states that's obviously gotten more difficult. But our people's determination has not changed, has not waned. We're going to be fighting for those babies in red states, blue states, and purple states.
More than 400 people participate, including National Right to Life representatives from most U.S. states. This annual idea exchange prepares them for the battles being fought back in their states.
It helps me to kind of realize that I'm not here alone in this fight, and it really is encouraging.
This is a long-term fight. We learn different things from different states, how to be more compassionate, how to be more effective as on the political side. What are some of our best practices?
We are laser-focused on reigniting a pro-life Minnesota, and we're doing that by encouraging and equipping and educating people on how to have real conversations on really difficult issues. So how do I talk to people who don't yet agree with me on this issue?
Precisely to keep the pro-life movement on the pulse, the schedule is full of talks about topics like navigating the politics and propaganda around euthanasia and amplifying the pro-life message through storytelling on digital media and podcasts.
But there's one topic that you don't often see associated with pro-life events. And that's how pro-lifers can responsibly leverage artificial intelligence to save lives.
ChatGPT is 2.5 years old. 2.5 years old. And in 2.5 years, it has radically transformed the way that we can do pro-life activism in our everyday lives.
AI guru Stephen Rowe is giving them a masterclass in this technology.
I'm really advocating that people in the pro-life movement leverage AI tools, including ChatGPT and others, to make sure that they are getting the best bang for their buck. We're turning soldiers into super soldiers for politics simply because they'll be able to do more. It's like the smartest best friend as you're at your left-hand side that can answer those questions when you're like, oh, is this press release correct? Or is this the right format for a tweet? This best friend, this AI tool, is really supercharging what's possible. And so I'm agnostic as to what they should use, but they should leverage AI technology to really expand their impact. The first question I get is AI going to take people's jobs? And I really think the answer is people who are using AI are going to run over people that are not. And that especially applies in politics. So when you're talking about the opposite side of the pro-life movement, what they're trying to do is use this against you in a lot of ways. And so it's so important that everybody is on the same level playing field. Artificial intelligence is like electricity, and the pro-life movement can't hold candles while other people are using light bulb switches to move their technology forward. And so it's so important to equip our pro-life activists with the right tools they need to be successful, and that's AI.
In the crowd, there are people, of course, already using it for the good fight.
Before, I used to go through spreadsheet after spreadsheet of election data, and I'm starting to use AI to help analyze election results, also look at polling results from a different standpoint. You know, it's not perfect, but as time goes on, we're really learning how to leverage that.
There's a consensus here that in order to go toe-to-toe with abortion proponents, the pro-life movement needs to be adept at using the best technology out there. And now, that includes AI. In Overland Park, Kansas, Alan Holdren, EWTN Pro-Life Weekly.